Thank you for downloading the Dry Cargo Market Report from Coracle Online and the Baltic Exchange for May the 18th, 2012. This report looks at the Capesize and Panamax, Supra and Handymax markets. And please remember, we love to get your feedback. So please leave your thoughts as a comment on shippingpodcasts.com. And for this May, if you're thinking of doing a background to shipping course, we are offering 20% off this month if you use promo code BAC12. We start with the Capesize sector. It has been a steady end to the week, with all the major Australian shippers being in the market to take ships for West Australia to China, although it is unlikely that much will be concluded until next week. Rates generally improved over the week, with talk that $7.85 has been done. Ballasters continued to service cargoes from Brazil. Rates for Tubarão China hovered around $20.50. North Atlantic tonnage remained tight, and although activity has been spasmodic, rates have improved, with a 176,000 tonner open Dunkirk fixed at $9,000 daily for a transatlantic round. Time charter rates for ships going east also firmed, with rates in the upper $20,000 daily range agreed. Looking at the Panamax sector, and transatlantic rates continued to slip, but despite a reasonable volume of tonnage in the North Atlantic, many of those owners and operators remain reluctant to go east. Charterers needing North Atlantic ships were faced with rates closer to $20,000 daily. As the week closed out, it seemed there was a little more activity from East Coast South America than had been evident earlier in the week. A 76,000 tonner for first half of June fixed from East Coast South America to the east at $17,250 daily, with a $725,000 bonus. The intention is for Vietnam. Transatlantic rates remained under pressure, with fresh cargoes limited and rates closer to $12,000 daily than $13,000 daily. In the east, a build-up of early ships weighed on the market, and new inquiry was largely confined to the quicker Indonesian rounds, with some Australian business. Rates held reasonably steady, holding at around $9,000 daily for the quicker trips. Easing spot rates were reflected in period activity, and the short period rate slipped significantly, with 4 to 6 months dropping to $9,250 daily. Lastly, we look at the Handy and Supramaxes, and activity in the Atlantic has been somewhat curtailed this week. Most of Europe was on holiday on Thursday, and that in turn led to a quiet Friday. Nevertheless, the US Gulf remained positive, with good rates on the table. A six-year-old 53,000 tonner secured $26,500 daily for a trip with grain from the Gulf to Japan. In the South Atlantic, a 2009-built 55,500 deadweight ship, Open West Africa, went for 4 to 6 months at $16,000 daily. Supers continued to ease in the Pacific in comparison to handysize levels, which remained fairly static. A 53,000 deadweight Open China fixed a trip via Southeast Asia to China with nickel ore at $8,000 daily, whilst a 57,000 tonner obtained around $10,750 for a trip from Indonesia to East Coast India, but the vessel does deliver in nearby Singapore. Handysize activity included a 32,000 tonner in Singapore, fixing for a logs trip via New Zealand to China at $9,000 daily, and a 28,000 deadweight, also Open Singapore, obtained $9,400 daily for a trip Australia-China. Thanks for listening.